Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Richard, fantasy football expert from CBSSports.com. By the way, right now he's got the fantasy football telethon live until 5 o'clock on CBS Sports HQ. Check it out there. Dave, how you doing?
You should see me right now, Bill. I'm decked out in a full tuxedo, complete with a dark green bow tie. You might be able to guess why it's dark green. Doing a fantasy football telethon on CBS Sports HQ, streaming live for free at CBS Sports HQ. And guess who's one of the people answering people's phone calls about fantasy to help people win their drafts?
Who might that be?
A former Packer. Eddie Lacy is in the house.
Is that right?
You should see him taking phone calls, answering questions, helping people win their leagues. He looks great. He's smiling big. He's raring to go. It's that time of year, Bill, where fantasy football drafts are happening. We're helping people win their leagues, and we're doing it for a great cause. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're taking donations to help those kids in need. I hope everybody gets a chance to go to CBS Sports HQ before 5 o'clock today, check us out, and maybe learn a thing or two about their fantasy draft so that they can win in 2019.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic cause. St. Jude's is amazing. So kudos to you guys for doing that. And kudos to Eddie. You know, Eddie was always a fun guy. Eddie was always a good guy to have around. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's great to have here. He's answering phone calls. We had a call from a woman who wanted to specifically talk to him. And I don't know what was said on the call, but I think it was a different type of fantasy. So there are definitely still big Eddie Lacy fans out there.
Okay, a couple of things. So as the drafts come up, is it always quarterback first and foremost, or what is the most important position you're going to go for first in your draft?
You know, it's funny. There are so many great quarterbacks in the NFL right now that some people push guys like Aaron Rodgers to third best. It's crazy. But there are so many of them that I think you can wait in your fantasy drafts to take them. Now, there's going to be somebody in every league that goes crazy over Pat Mahomes, and what he did in Kansas City last year was just amazing. But I don't know if he's thrown for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns again. That I find hard to believe. I think there's a better chance for somebody on draft day to go in a different direction than quarterback in rounds one and two, get a great running back, get a great wide receiver. There are not very many stud tight ends. You can pick up one of those guys, somebody like Travis Kelce or George Kittle. And then later on in your draft, you're going to be able to find incredible values. Guys like Cam Newton coming back from the shoulder injury, but he looks great. Baker Mayfield, Matt Ryan. These are all guys, no joke, Bill. You're going to be able to find them round six, round seven in your draft. And even if you're in a league where people go crazy for quarterbacks early, just wait a little bit longer because players like Jameis Winston, huge upside in Bruce Arians' offense. Phillip Rivers has been a top 12 quarterback each of the last six seasons. You can literally get guys like that in the double-digit rounds. Wait to take a quarterback. Focus on the running back and wide receiver and one of those top tight ends with your first few picks.
Starting running backs. Now, obviously, Zeke Elliott and Melvin Gordon, are they guys you're not going to hang out with now, or do you go for them still because you know they're eventually going to be back, or what?
I don't think you can do it with Melvin Gordon. It sounds like they're at a stalemate, and the Chargers have always been really smart about replacing their running backs. When LaDainian was starting to break down, they drafted Ryan Matthews. When Ryan Matthews started to break down, they drafted Melvin Gordon. And Melvin Gordon kind of sympathized with Le'Veon Bell during his holdout, and my guess is that he's trying to follow that same blueprint. It's not a blueprint that's going to get him paid a ton of money, so I'm a little surprised that he's doing it, but it doesn't look like he's going to play anytime soon. The reports have suggested as much. He's training in Florida, didn't take part in any training camp, obviously didn't play in the preseason. I think the Chargers are very happy to go with Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson, and those are two guys that you can draft. Eckler probably closer to round six, Justin Jackson round eight, round nine. You take a chance on them, and the longer that Melvin Gordon is out, the better those guys are for your fantasy team. The situation is a little bit different with Ezekiel Elliott because I think that there's still some optimism that he's going to show up in Dallas, but people are scared to take him at the very tippy top of their drafts. I've seen him fall as far as eighth overall. That's the eighth pick in the first round, and maybe even round two if this holdout continues on for another week. And we've seen the guy who's emerged to replace him in Dallas. It's a rookie named Tony Pollard. Tony looks like a great three-down back. He He's got great balance, some burst to his game. He's a good pass catcher out of the backfield. He was the guy behind the guy, behind Daryl Henderson at Memphis. And I think he's going to be the one that would benefit if Ezekiel Elliott holds out. And he's somebody else, round eight, round nine, kind of the same range as Justin Jackson, that you can take a chance on. And until Ezekiel Elliott comes back, could be a starter for your fantasy team.
Hey, a lot of questions. New England, it just seems like every year they put in somebody else and they become the pass-catching guy. Now, Gronk is gone, so they got to spread it around. But is Jacoby Myers, the wide receiver, is that the guy people are targeting over there?
You know, I don't think it is anymore, and I think it's because Josh Gordon came back. And now that he's on the reinstated list, or he was actually just unsuspended, taken off the suspension list, I should say, he has the best chance to be their best outside receiver. But the way that the Patriots' offense operates, it's from the inside out. Well, we saw a lot of Jacoby Myers do that. He was the one working in the slot during the preseason, but Julian Edelman's there too. And that's the guy who's got the chemistry with Tom Brady. Huge numbers year after year, especially in leagues where catches count. He's going to be a type of round three pick that you'll gravitate toward. Josh Gordon's going to be an interesting pick as well. Late round five, early round six, you're going to see him go because he's got 1,000-yard potential so long as his head is right. I just don't see Jacoby Myers being anybody that's going to help fantasy managers. So people aren't going to draft him. They're going to leave him on the waiver wire to begin the season.
Talking with Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com. If you want to get a hold of him, it's at Dave Richard on Twitter. If you want a question and get it on real quick for fantasy football, call us 855-830-8648. A buddy of mine, really, really, really high after his rookie season on Calvin Ridley. You going to buy high on him?
Absolutely. He is a completely different type of player based on the situation that he's in Atlanta. So when you look at Calvin Ridley, he's a great route runner. He's got great acceleration. He's got good hands. Not the biggest guy in the world. I'm not sure he could be the number one receiver for any team in the league. He can't do what Davante Adams does. He can't do what Julio Jones does. But as a number two guy, he might be the best number two guy in the NFL right now. And the way that I think that this Atlanta offense is going to shake out is that the run game will be good, not great. They're going to have to throw a lot like they did last year. And Calvin Ridley's going to have some crazy efficient games. Numbers like you saw last year when he had a bunch of long touchdowns. I think it continues. I think his targets go up. I've got him as a top 24 fantasy wide receiver. I have absolutely no problem taking him in round five. Your buddy might be so inclined to take him in round four. I think that might be a little bit too soon. But you could probably talk me into it in the full PPR because all those catches are going to rack up for him.
Who are you going to take at the tight end position? There's Travis Kelce, who's been a mainstay for a long time. Zach Ertz is another guy getting a lot of pub out of Philadelphia. There's George Kittle. I mean, which of those guys are you going with if you have to go to the tight end position?
Well, so those are the big three. And in a minute, we're going to get to the big six. So first, the big three. Kelce's going to be the first one. Let me start over, Bill. This is the better way to go about this. Everybody who drafts has to decide how important it is for them to have a tight end that could play like a top 15 fantasy receiver. If that matters to you, if you don't want to have a tight end that's going to only be good when he scores a touchdown, might catch three passes a game, maybe good for seven fantasy points, if you don't want that, you're going to make the decision to target one of these tight ends. Travis Kelce could go as high as round one. He is that good, that consistent in Kansas City's offense. It's very hard for defenses to cover him in general. And then when you talk about Patrick Mahomes and all the targets that he has, all the speed on the outside, it makes it darn near impossible. Kelce's a top 15 pick. Kittle, to me, is a top 20 pick. I love the way he plays. It reminds me of Rob Gronkowski. The quarterback in San Francisco used to play with Rob Gronkowski. I just think that everything comes together. And Kittle is San Francisco's version of Travis Kelce. And then Zach Ertz is third. I don't think he's going to be quite as good as he was last year because Philadelphia added some really nice talent to their offense. They drafted Miles Sanders. They brought back DeSean Jackson. I think that there's a lot of intriguing pieces there that makes Carson Wentz a great fantasy quarterback, but it downgrades Zach Ertz a little bit. Those are the top three. They should all go in the first two rounds of the draft from people who want to have that tight end advantage. But let's say you want that advantage and you don't get any of those three. You can wait until round five. You can pick up Evan Engram from New York, O.J. Howard from Tampa Bay, and Hunter Henry from the L.A. Chargers. All three of them carry value that's real close to those top three. Engram in particular has 1,000 total yard potential. They might be better values on draft day. So if you want to have the best of both worlds, you want to have a stud tight end that you just don't want to take out of your lineup, and you also don't want to spend an early round pick, you go after Engram, Howard, and Henry in round five.
Real quick, before we let you go, we got to get to somebody, a David listening to us in Franklin. David, how are you doing today?
Hey, how's it going, Bill? Dave, I think we may have met. I am your heralded brother-in-law. How we doing?
What's up, David?
How are you,
it's
Dave?
It's a family reunion on the show. How about that?
I guess so. It's a great first call. Hold on a second. Bill, wait. I don't know if I can take David's question. He and I play in the same fantasy league. And I think he's going to put me on the spot to ask me a question that benefits him in the league that he and I play in. So I don't know if I'm ready to. I'd rather answer a question from somebody who I don't play in a fantasy league.
David,
you don't mind.
Do you have a question, David, or are you just saying hello in the sense that it's the inaugural visit from David Richard on our team?
I was saying hello. I do have one question real quick for you, Dave. I obviously won't be too granular with any details I need. I know I am a competitor in your league. I'm just wondering, who was it as a 16-year-old lad in his first go-around in fantasy football happened to narrowly squeak out a victory against you in the championship in my first year there in 2005 when Dave was previously undefeated, his only loss coming to who was that again? Not only in the regular season, but in the championship.
Oh my God!
Run. You know, Bill, I think this is a prank caller.
Family gloating.
Guy is. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the situation he's talking about. Maybe we.
Dave, appreciate the.
I'm walking away from bad memories, and I'm moving forward toward great ones.
Dave, appreciate it. David, we'll talk to you soon. David Richard, man, thanks for joining us. We look forward to the inaugural and then many more times from here, weekly, day in and day out, doing some fantasy stuff. Dave, it's going to be a pleasure, my friend. Appreciate it.
Same here, and good luck in your draft this weekend.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you soon. Dave Richard, fantasy football expert from CBSSports.com. You can follow him at Dave Richard on Twitter, at Dave Richard on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Call him, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.